I've got with me here Dr. Randy Jones, and tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Swine veterinarian in Eastern North Carolina. Been in practice about 23 years. Enjoy doing private practice.
Well, we got things kicked off here with a welcome by a guy named Dan Johnson. You know him?
I know Dan very well, yeah. He's our BI rep.
You think he does okay?
Does a great job, yeah. We enjoy working with Dan.
Well, I enjoyed meeting him this morning for the first time myself. Tell me a little bit about what you think about this conference and getting people together in this industry to talk to each other.
I think it's always good that you get all the segments together, the integrators, the independents. But it's actually grown in the last few years. We've gotten some out-of-state people. In the beginning, it was more of a North Carolina meeting, but we've expanded those barriers, I guess, and it's good for those people to get down here and talk with our people. And you got the mix of veterinarians, producers, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's mostly east of the Mississippi is the way Dan described that, but that still covers a lot of territory. How would you describe the commonality of challenges that are faced by producers and vets like yourself in this whole section of the country?
Well, I think it's become a sort of a global market. You know, we send pigs to the Midwest, and so we've got communication with them. I'd say 30% of our pigs go to the Midwest now. So we've got a lot of fair-to-wean farms, and they're having to deal with the grow-outs. So,
well, from your perspective, what do you think are some of the biggest issues that face producers of any kind right now in today's world?
I think input costs are probably the biggest thing on their minds right now, but certainly disease, PRRS is still number one. I mean, circovirus probably took its place for a little while, but certainly those vaccines have been very efficacious, and so PRRS is back number one. We're still looking for an answer there.
Any word of advice you'd have for producers?
I just think you have to have a plan and stick to it. I mean, you're going to have failures, but, you know, our goal is to minimize those failures, realizing we're going to have failures, but you just have to minimize those in both the number of outbreaks and the severity of the outbreaks.
How about looking ahead? How do you feel about the future for this industry here in the United States?
People have to eat, and we're still, last time I looked, growing, so... We're in a challenging situation right now, but I think we'll work our way through it. We always have. You know, the unfortunate thing is that it's cruel to some people, but the industry itself will survive because people have to eat.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.